they don't realize that in that state of mind, when they need their higher power of thinking the most, all the blood has left their brain. And they wonder why they make bad decisions.
This is the playbook.
If I could have one life mission, an invention, it would be an egoectomy, but that's impossible. And the ego isn't just what a lot of people think it is, right? When I was younger, I thought ego was just thinking I was better than everyone else. The ego is fear. The ego creates interference between you and what you already are. You are happy, you are healthy, you are wealthy, and you're worthy. What are you doing to interfere with it? I'll tell you what, you're afraid of things. And so I have a process of identifying fear, knowing the triggers of fear. See, here's the problem with fear or ego. When you're in ego-based consciousness, the blood leaves your brain and goes to your body. So you can fight, flee, feed, or the other F word that my friend Gary Vee talks about.
You can imagine.
Yeah, okay. And the funny thing is I see so many people in ego-based consciousness with a need to be right, a need to be offended, a need to be separate, inferior as well as superior, guilty, terrible ego need that people don't even realize it's their ego, angry, anxious, frustrated, worried. And they don't realize that in that state of mind, when they need their higher power of thinking the most, all the blood has left their brain. And they wonder why they make bad decisions when they have those needs of the ego. And they wonder why they're accelerating in the wrong way and end up far beyond where they thought they were supposed to be. If I could just aggregate the amount of time, money, emotion, and relationships that I've wasted worrying, I would double the amount of money I had. If I could take all of our worries, we wouldn't have to work, all of us. We'd have the best business in the world. Just from the amount of time, energy, emotion, and relationships we wasted on worry, let alone the need to be right. The need to be offended is one of my big ego problems. If you want to be offended, I guarantee you, I wish I could feed the world as fast as I could feed you being offended. You know, you walk outside at 4 a.m. on a weekend and you don't see your 17-year-old daughter's car outside, you can immediately go into fear-based consciousness, right? Your ego, it immediately does what? Number one, you're terrified, but you get angry, right? This is where parents make their biggest mistakes, right? We ruin relationships, and same with business people. They ruin relationships for the wrong reasons when they should be able to figure out this fire that they're in. So I come outside, I don't see my daughter's car, 17 years old. Initially, I grab my phone. I'm about to call and scream at her, probably swear at her. I feel the fire, my mind, body, and soul on fire. What do I do? I was taught if you ever catch on fire, do anyone know what you do? Stop, drop, and roll. So I stop instead. I put down the phone. I drop my blood pressure. I drop to center, which is why to me, meditation is a daily activity. So I know where my peace is. I know where center is. Because I don't want to think in this. I don't want to end up way out here in my relationship, especially with my daughter, because that's a sacred one for me. But I would have, as a young father, I would have been out here. But instead, I stop, drop, and roll, put myself on the trajectory of where I want to be. I breathe. I say to myself, why am I so mad? And then I rationalize and say, I'm not mad. I'm afraid something's happened to my baby. Right? So what do? I use that energy. Now I'm calm. Hey, my daughter answers, hello? I was like, where are you? In my room. Where's your car? Oh, it's parked at the grocery, kids were drinking. You told me if everybody was drinking that it was no problem, I could just pay for an Uber for everyone. Oh, I'm so sorry for waking you, thanks. Think about where my relationship went with my daughter, right? My relationship went right to the trajectory in which I want it to be, right? We have a relationship built on trust, on love, on at least me caring. She wasn't mad at me for calling because she knew I was calling because I cared. But where would it gone with most parents? Where are you? Where the fuck are you? I'm at home. What are you doing? Where's your car? Right, but next thing you know, then she'll, next time people are drinking, she's not gonna take an Uber home. And then you wonder why your life and your relationship and your daughter's life and their, what lessons are we learning? Why the, it's math.